Yes, thank you. I'm not able to fully answer if we can do the e-census at this point with this model, but the question from Transport Administration was, can you combine counter data with mobile network operator data, origin destination matrices to come up with traffic counts on all of the maintenance roads of Estonia, which is the picture shown here, just the maintenance roads outside the cities, actually. And can you do that by segmenting the traffic flows into three groups? One is car, the other is trucks, the third one and buses, the third one is lorries. Because that is the data they collect with permanent counters. That is the categorization they have with permanent counters. The permanent counters and temporary counters as well, they are the input for the machine learning tool to understand what are different vehicle classes being used all across the country. But then the journey data comes from mobile positioning, mobile network operators. It's the journey data that is often most difficult to get with other data sources. But by combining them, only then you can have this result, because mobile positioning shows the mobility of people, not cars, not vehicles. There were some other parameters that go into the model, for example, the existence of public transportation stops and land use data, which were critical to get a more accurate result.